Sarah Krause from Algoma wrote to our Wisconsin project and asked us, what is Matunke, the under-the-radar Czech snack eaten in northeastern Wisconsin? Good question, Sarah. WPR's Mary Kate McCoy had a Zoom cooking lesson with Sarah and her friend, Scott Prokash, to learn more about the treat and its origins.
What is it that makes Matunke so intriguing?
It's funny when somebody tries Matunke for the first time, they start chewing on it and they're like, what?
Why am I? You don't tell them what's in it, right?
They're like, why am I eating this? But then they'll eat one and then all of a sudden they're back there having another piece going, oh, this is kind of intriguing, you know?
The ingredients are humble and somewhat predictable when you think about Czech food. There's sauerkraut, some flour, a little bit of salt, and then a healthy amount of cracklings, or in other words, browned pork fat.
The best way to describe Matunke is to say it's interesting. It looks gray, like a cross between cardboard and oatmeal. It's kind of crisp and kind of doughy.
Vonnie Kanjerski is a master Matunke maker from Kewaunee. She's more straightforward in her description.
I just say it's like a flat sauerkraut cookie.
It's a simple recipe. Dump all of the ingredients into a bowl and then get your hands dirty with the mixing. Sarah and Scott show me how via Zoom.
So I would describe the consistency of mine right now as kind of like pie dough, a little bit sticky, but not too much. Oh yeah, it looks good. Mine's sort of similar.
Yeah.
Mine's a little messier.
Next, roll out the dough. You're aiming for a crispy but still slightly chewy texture. So roll it out to about a quarter inch, cut it, then bake it at 400 degrees for roughly 15 minutes.
It is a sticky mess. So you got to flour the heck out of everything.
Okay. More flour than you think you need.
Oh my God. The first time I made it, it was sticking to my rolling pin, my hands, my belly. I mean, I was in big trouble.
All right. Doing the cutting. They aren't going to be pretty, but it is pretty satisfying to cut this with a pizza cutter.
That's a good move.
I don't think they had those in Czechoslovakia in 1800, but
I don't think so.
Sarah and Scott wanted to know about the origins of Matunke. And while I tried to do my research, I couldn't find a lot of information on the dish. In Wisconsin, it appears to be a fairly hyper-local food in the Kewaunee County area, where many Czech immigrants settled. Vonnie says it's classic farm cooking. They had the ingredients on hand, and nothing went to waste. If you do find the recipe written down, it's most likely in a local church cookbook.
And it's mostly like word of mouth. It's not going to be in the recipe books. I've even looked in old recipe books. I've not found it.
Matunke is a huge hit in Vonnie's family. And every summer, she makes 40 pans of it with her husband at the Czech Fest in Algoma.
Everybody just clamors over it. And it just disappears. It just flies off the bar counter right away.
At this point in my cooking lesson with Scott and Sarah, the kitchen is starting to smell phenomenal, and the Matunke has a nice golden brown color. To be clear, I love sauerkraut and have high expectations.
It smells so good.
Let's do it while it's warm, yeah.
All right, let's do it.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. You got a good crisp on the bottom of these.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's great. Yeah. It takes a minute for like the sauerkraut flavor to set in, but it's good.
Do you think you'll bring this to like your next social gathering in 2022?
I think I will. I would make this again for sure. Really good.
Well, I wonder if you could take it to the next level with cheese in it.
Go ahead and add some cheese, or like Scott, sprinkle it with caraway seeds. Whatever sounds good to you. If you can't find cracklings, lard also works well as a substitute. And as Vonnie would say,
put some happy in that recipe.
Right.
WPR's Mary Kate McCoy brought us that story on Matunke, a Czech snack found in northeastern Wisconsin. And that story idea came from an audience member as part of our Wisconsin project. Submit your question and we might answer it in a future Wisconsin Life segment. Go to WPR.org/Wisconsin. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.